I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine. It was hard to get up this morning.
It really was. It was for me, too.
And you live so much further away.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got to get up and, you know, water the garden and feed the dogs and
Exactly. After getting licked by the dogs, which is part of the morning duty.
Always part of the morning duty. And then I woke up pretty quickly once I got here. They painted the men's bathroom this mustard color. So I felt like I was...
Here in the baking company?
Yeah. So it's
to remind you of your condiments.
Well, no, I kind of felt like I was trapped in a school bus glove box, but now I really want a hot dog.
I know. Well, exactly. It's subliminal messaging.
Yeah. But, well, it worked. So I'll probably grab one today for lunch.
So we just talked about the film Before We Say Goodbye that's screening at the CCA this weekend with many of our own New Mexican actors. And what else is happening this weekend?
All kinds of stuff is happening this weekend. There. I don't have as many openings to talk about as I did last week or the week before, I don't think. But there's still quite a few. There's some museum exhibits opening. We have Shared Intelligence, American Painting and the Photograph, which is opening at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. And that is up through September 11th. I don't think there's a reception, but there's a great story about it in today's Pasatiempo on page 32. Mexico Museum of Art is also opening the Center Award winners 2000 the Curve Center Award winners 2011. It's in photographs. It's by the first place winner in the 16th annual Center Awards for project competition, and first place winners in the project launch. And that's going to be up through July 10th. I don't think there's a reception for that one either.
At the New Mexico Museum of Art.
And
they've got that terrific Earth Now show there.
Yes. And I think that actually someone is, well, we'll see if I get to it, but I think someone is speaking about their work in that exhibit this week.
Okay.
Also. Well, so, Randall Davey Audubon Center and Sanctuary Gallery on Upper Canyon Road is opening the third annual Randall Davey Invitational Wildlife Art Exhibition and Sale. There's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight, and then on Saturday, this is kind of cool, I have so much going on Saturday, but I'm going to try and get to this. They're having a community day up there at the Randall Davey Audubon Center. There's going to be coffee and pastries at 8. There's going to be a birding adventure at 8:30. Birding adventure, yeah. So bring your binoculars and sunscreen. Wildlife art exhibit is open there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's a river canyon sort of walk and geology exploration from 10 to 11:30. And then there's an open house and butterfly walk from 1 to 3 p.m. There's no charge for any of this, and that's on Saturday at the Randall Davey Audubon Center up there on Upper Canyon Road. So that's an outdoorsy thing to do.
And you know, how about Teatro Paraguas, the Medea Complex?
Yes.
Written, as we just discovered, by Patricia Crespin, who also wrote or co-wrote Before We Say Goodbye. And that is tonight, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock and Sundays at 2 o'clock, tonight through June 5th at Teatro Paraguas. And they're very nice little tiny theater over there at 3221 Richards Lane in Santa Fe.
Cool. Oh, Commissioner's Gallery, New Mexico State Land Office. Photographer Jane Phillips, who also does great photography for the Santa Fe New Mexican, is having a show titled Journey into South Africa. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The State Land Office is over there at 310 Old Santa Fe Trail. I think it's across from Le Franche Bistro, which actually changed its name, but it's right over there on Old Santa Fe Trail.
Oh, you mean 315?
Well, it's down from 315.
It's a different place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's two bistros right near each other.
Z French Bistro just changed its name to 311 something. So now we have a 311 right next to a 315. It's very confusing. But the food is good. But Jane Phillips' photographs are better. And from 5 to 7:30 p.m., you can check out her work tonight. And that is up through June 15th, so you can stop by any time, of course, during State Land Office hours. And that's in the Commissioner's Gallery. What else is happening?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I got a note from Ron Romanofsky that the all-purpose Euro cabaret band Welcome to Bohemia is going to be performing at the 2nd Street Brewery right around the railroad tracks tomorrow at 7 o'clock and play until 10. No cover, full bar, full menu. That's the only place I know that consistently serves whole artichokes.
Which place?
Second Street.
Whole artichoke.
You can go there and you can get a nice steamed artichoke with the butter and everything. It's wonderful. But even better than that is Welcome to Bohemia.
Welcome to Bohemia.
I think what happened was they took the artichokes off the menu for a while.
And people cried.
All the guys' girlfriends got mad. They put them back.
I know. Well, that happens a lot. That happens a lot. If you take something off a menu that's kind of...
I don't know if that's true, but that was the hypothesis.
That's the theory. Well, it sounds like a good one.
Yep.
Although I was fond of the artichoke, too. When I lived in town, I had it all the time. So I probably would have cried a little bit also.
Right.
So, but I cried everything.
Do you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Aw.
Yeah. I was listening to a CD at work yesterday, and it was a really sad song, and I started to, like, tear up. And I was like, I can't do this.
Well, sad songs are manipulative. I don't like sad songs.
You don't?
No.
Sad songs say so much, though.
Moving right along.
Moving right along. I love this is an interesting segue. Speaking of sad songs.
Sad songs?
No, this is actually going to be a happy, happy event. It's called, and I love the name, Mega Bite Me.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's happening at the Santa Fe Complex. Santa Fe Community College's Reason and Live music class. Reason and Live are sort of these music softwares. Reason and Live. Ableton Live and Reason.
Software called Reason.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think there's a couple of classes a semester run by Jason Goodyear, and they have their sort of final exam, if you will, at the Santa Fe Complex at the end of each course. And another one is happening on Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Santa Fe Complex over there on Agua Fria Street. This is awesome because it's not only is it like a bunch of performances by the students, and they have these cool names, like they got together and formed bands like Chrome Ghost, It Might Be Shiny, Wobble Sauce. All right, it's also an ode to an 80s, so there's going to be immersive video and dance performances and somebody brought over their vintage arcade games, and there's going to be an 80s fashion contest, that's going to be scary.
Shoulder pads.
Fuzzy
permed hair and sneakers.
Peg pants, members only jackets, you name it. If you've got any Studio by L'Oreal gel, you can put your hair up, too.
You can still put your hair up. They sell crazy gel.
I know, but if you do it with Studio by L'Oreal, then you're, like, totally 80s. I don't know if they still make it, but this is an all-ages event, and there's no charge.
Nice.
And that's tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. That's my pick. I wrote about that in my column today.
Excellent.
In my news column. The Do Return continues.
The Do Return continues and continues.
The Do Return continues, and I believe tonight is the... where is it? Is it tonight?
The Do Return? It's at the CCA.
No, I'm trying to figure out... I have it right here. I just want to mention that there is a concert happening there in conjunction with the exhibit.
Ah.
And it is a Chicago avant-folk ensemble Pillars and Tongues, who perform at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
May 22nd at the Center for Contemporary Arts, Munoz Waxman Gallery over there on Little Pecos Trail. And there's a requested donation to get in. These guys put a lot of work into this exhibit. And Pillars and Tongues is a great band.
The exhibit is really, really fun.
Yeah. No, I'm actually, I've held off a little bit. I haven't gone yet, like, during
you
regular
haven't?
Hours. No. I'm taking, like, the family tomorrow.
Ah.
Everybody wants to see it. And my partner's parents live in Las Cruces, but they're up here for the weekend. And that's one of the things we're going to do.
Take the whole family.
As well as, and this is like, I think we're doing it in the right order, although some might disagree. First, we're going to go to Bachfest, which is a microbrew festival out at Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill, which is the new name for the Santa Fe Pub and Grill.
And they're playing music of Bach?
No, Bach is a kind of beer.
Ah, Bach, that kind of
yes.
Bach.
Yes, and so they've gathered, I believe...
They should have it be a Bach Fest. I'm sure Bach...
Bach and Bach.
I'm sure Bach drank beer.
Bach and Bach. That would, that would be a cool thing. I'd go to that. I used to, when I lived in Lawrence, Kansas, we used to do this thing every Sunday called Beethoven and Biscuits. And I'd cook these big, gigantic buttermilk biscuits, and we'd listen to Beethoven and drink mimosas and blow off work. It was cool. But anyway, this Bachfest is, of course, because it's, a beer event. They're selling tickets. Tickets are available at local brew pubs and at holdmyticket.com. It's from noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday. But there's also going to be some music. Die Polka Schlingel. is going to be playing some polka music up there. And Crazy Fool is going to be playing some ska and reggae. And the Gumbo Project is going to be playing some voodoo funk and Zydeco.
Yay, Gumbo Project.
Yay. So that's on Saturday. So we're going straight from the Bachfest, the Beerapalooza, to the Do Return.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, May 21st at the Maria Benitez Lodge, David Geist is producing a special event called Simply Barbara, mm-hmm. starring Steven Brinberg as Barbara Streisand. And he says, Simply Barbara is probably the most definitive biopic you'll ever encounter in the life of Babs, part drag, part serious tribute to the funny girl. And let's see, you can get tickets at Southwest Care. Oh, you have, oh my goodness. Get the Positiempo today, ladies and gentlemen, and look at the picture of this dead ringer.
Barbara. All the way down to the acrylic nails.
It's beauteous. It's absolutely beauteous. Anyway, so you can get tickets at southwestcare.org. Is this, let's see, is it a benefit
mm-hmm.
for Southwest Care? Okay.
Yep.
And meanwhile, at Geist Cabaret, David Geist will be with, or will be Todd Lowry tonight. Tonight David Geist, tomorrow Todd Lowry, and Sunday David Geist at Pronzo, playing show tunes and American classics on the piano. He gives a wonderful show.
Sweet. Oh, also on Saturday, Super Sax New Mexico. The ensemble is going to pay tribute to Charlie Bird Parker's solos arranged for saxophone. It features saxophonist Arlen Asher, Dave Anderson, and Kanoa Kaluuya.
Is it a Hawaiian name?
Yes, Kaluhiwa.
Okay.
Glenn Coster and Lee Taylor, 7 p.m. on Saturday at the Scottish Rite Center over there on Paseo de Peralta. You can get tickets by calling 989-1. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a cost at the door, but you can get information by calling 989-1088. Tons of opera stuff happening this weekend, too.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Please announce.
Okay. We have backstage at the opera.
Yes.
Guided backstage peek at the costume sets and props from this season's production of Faust.
Faust.
And that's from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe Opera.
Dr. Faustus.
Yeah. There's also a bunch of performance at the screens. Let's see, on Saturday, there's a bunch of them. Screenings of operas that have been filmed in different, of international opera filmed in different locations. So there's Manon filmed at the, filmed in Spain, and that's at, there's an encore at 11 a.m. on Saturday. There's more opera stuff. I just have to find it. I know there's some stuff on Sunday. Here it is. Performance at the screen. We have Balanchine's Coppelia.
Balanchine's Coppelia. That's wonderful. I actually saw that ballet in New York City, that performance, I mean, not the exact performance, but that performance live way back in the day. It's a beautiful ballet.
It is. Well, this one was filmed at the Bolshoi.
Oh, okay.
And on Sunday at 12:30 at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, or at the Screen, which is on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, you can check that out. You can, of course, go to the Screen's website, or you can call 473-6494. And then also on Sunday we have Santa Fe Opera Young Voices. High school students from the Santa Fe Opera's musical training program are going to have a recital at 4 p.m. on Sunday at the United Church of Santa Fe, and there's no charge for that.
Excellent.
Lots of opera coming up. Now you can find that there's a bunch of stuff about the new season in the Positiempo calendar today, and
now,
it will be updated as the season moves forward.
Yeah. Here's something I'm announcing in advance, because the 11th annual Sax Stone Carving Workshop, titled Traditional and Contemporary, will be held June 11th through 17th at Southwest Stoneworks in Rinconada, New Mexico, which is 50 minutes north of Santa Fe. It's a 7-day workshop open to all levels from beginner to professional. Stone carving workshop sponsored by the Embudo Valley Arts Association. And so I'm giving that because it's so far in advance. If people want to do a 7-day workshop, they should probably plan for it. You can call 505-579-9179 or visit sax, S-A-X, as in saxophone, saxstonecarving.com.
Cool. Hey, you like free stuff?
Who doesn't?
You don't. No, I know you do. You love free stuff.
Everyone loves free stuff.
I like the Scatolites, and I like free stuff. And the Scatolites, the Ska Reggae Ensemble, is going to be performing in conjunction with the first Community Railroad Rail Yard Concert and Film Series. That's a free gig. Native Roots is opening. That's 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday at the Santa Fe Rail Yard. So hopefully the weather will, you know, do its thing and clear up.
Excellent.
It, yeah.
It was now, cool. We hope it, I mean, really, really.
We want rain.
We will hope it rains.
Right.
We,
well, let it rain from like 2 in the morning till like 9 o'clock in the
until
morning.
Noon the next day.
Let's just get 7 hours of just downpour.
Okay.
And then it'll clear up and everybody can go to the farmer's market, which reminds me that Tuesday farmer's markets are in effect now.
Oh, good.
So you can head there on Tuesday. And it's not like you can beat the crowds because it's still, I mean, tons of people go on Tuesday and Saturday.
Here's how you beat the crowds. You go about 15 minutes before it ends, which is around the time that I'm waking up.
Yeah.
And you just get what's left over.
You just get what's left over?
Yeah. That's what I do. If I do it at all.
There's nothing wrong with and it's not leftovers. It's just the last of what they have to sell.
That's what I mean.
But you can also find tons of farmer's market produce at some of your, and meat. At some of your fine restaurants in Santa Fe.
Which I love.
Yes. And if you go to Farm to Restaurant online through the Santa Fe Alliance website, you can find out which restaurants are participating.
Yeah, and then you've got Vinaigrette, which they grow their own food.
Yeah. Yeah. I think more restaurants are starting to do that. There's some that want to, but it's difficult in terms of real estate, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people have urban gardens, but...
Urban gardens and urban ecosystems is the next thing to watch
out
for.
That's what they're saying. They're saying within like 15 or 20 years, 20 to 30% of our food supply will come from urban gardening.
Right.
Well, from our fresh food supply, like that.
The Santa Fe Opera, by the way, is also launching a new thing called Family Nights. They've got 3 regular performance nights, not dress rehearsals, but actually real performance nights, and they are doing heavy discounts for family groups. So... you can see an affordable opera performance like Faust on August 20th, La Boheme on the 23rd of August, The Last Savage on the 25th. So it's all in August, and the tickets are for you know, for opera, or really for almost anything, just ridiculously inexpensive. More information, 986-5900.
And here's something you can do if you're like if you want to like go out on Sunday. The at the Santa Fe Children's Museum in the parking lot from noon to 5 on Sunday, they're the what is it? Oh, it's a juried show of classic, vintage, and antique cars presented by the Santa Fe Vintage Car Club. And there's going to be food available. I'm sure it's, you know, hot dogs and things like that. So I'll be there. And that's from noon to 5 p.m. And I believe it's by museum admission. So, but these guys always have a bunch of great automobiles down there. So if you're a car freak, if you're a gearhead, go down there and check it out.
Are you a gearhead?
No, not really. I'm into trucks.
Are you a truck gearhead?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You sound so shocked.
Well.
You sound... Oh, wait. Can I tell people about the Crawdaddy Blues Fest real quick? Because I haven't yet, right? I mean, it would surprise me if I did and I forgot. Live music and Cajun food. They always bring in every year a bunch of crawfish from East Texas out in Madrid at the sort of the old mining museum next to the Mine Shaft Tavern. And so on Saturday and Sunday, they're going to have live music and Cajun food, like brisket and shrimp and gumbo and mud bugs. And
mud bugs?
Mud bugs.
What are mud bugs?
Crawfish. Mud bugs.
Oh, of course.
Yabbies. Anyway.
Clearly, you have lived in many places.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. But there's a ticket price for one day, and then there's sort of a discount ticket price if you buy for both days. But there's on Saturday, Junior Brown is headlining. He's a great sort of country blues guitarist, a little rockabilly thrown in there. Felix y los Gatos, Broom Dust Caravan, and some others. And then on Sunday, Lightning Malcolm, who's a great blues guitarist, is going to be headlining. Julian the Jets and Todd T. Harina Band are also going to be performing, and that's also from noon to 7 p.m. on Sunday. You can go to, you can call 473-0743. Which is the Mine Shaft Tavern, and get more information.
Excellent. Always fun to go down to Madrid, or if you live there,
yeah,
even more.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow, Santa Fe native and longtime Tibet activist Josh Schrey, who has been on this program, is racing in the Hemez Mountain. He's doing a 50-kilometer trail run to support the work of Students for a Free Tibet. It's the first ultra race that he's ever participated in, and he's doing it on behalf of the Tibetan people. And if you want to support him running in the cause for Tibetan freedom, you can go to studentsforafreetibet.org/ultra race.
Sweet.
You're not going to catch me running 50 kilometers, but I'm very glad that he's doing it.
No. Hey, do you like to ice skate?
I've done it. I did it as a kid.
You did it as a kid, but not lately?
On a pond. Yeah, I think I've gone once or twice to the rink.
Yeah.
I kind of lost my groove over the years.
Well, at the Genevieve Chavez Center on Saturday and Sunday, the Santa Fe Skating Club presents Skate Fest. So there's going to be performances and competitions in four categories, like Fun Fest, Pro-Am, couples dance, and solo. Things get started early, but they go on all day on both days, like 8:15 on, I think, Saturday, and then 9:15 on Sunday. If you go to santafeskatingclub.org, you can find out more information. Really cheap entry fee to get in to see these skaters and support them. I love to watch ice skating. I don't like to do it, but I just don't like being cold.
You've talked about Super Sacks New Mexico, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, just double checking.
See, I try and check off like as I go what I'm talking about, and I'll still talk about something you've already talked about.
I know, it's hard not to.
That's how I roll.
Hey, an exhibit today of African photographs, an artist reception. Oh, you already said this. Journey to South Africa.
Bad manners.
Okay, let's talk about the big thing tomorrow. Oh, we've said that it's the we have found out that tomorrow is the judgment day.
Oh yes.
Have you heard about that?
I heard something about it. I'm not really sure what that means, but
I guess it means that the world ends and we all get conducted up to heaven, and then St. Peter checks us out. It's going to be very long lines at the pearly gates.
Oh.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, but I heard somewhere that they're raising money for it. Like,
well, what are you going to do with your money when we're all either in heaven or hell or purgatory?
I don't know.
You can't take it with you.
I'll be at the due return when the rapture happens, so I'll have a nice big boat to float away on.
That's right, because you can float away into a different time dimension.
Right, exactly. That's how it works there. We're in time dimension 31.
Goodness,
I think.
You've gotten it right. You go to the due return, and when the judgment day comes, you just slip through a time warp.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. But you can, if the world doesn't end, if the rapture doesn't happen on Saturday, you can go to Bad Manners on Wednesday. These guys are two-tone ska legends, in my opinion, are playing at the Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill, which is the old Santa Fe Pub and Grill, Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill. And Crazy Fool, the Blue Hornets, and the Reagan Motels are also performing. And you can get tickets at holdmyticket.com, or you can call 424-9637 for more info. I've been wanting to see these guys since the 80s, and I'm finally getting my chance.
So yay.
Thursday is going to be, I'm just warning everyone at work, Thursday, I'm not going to look so good.
Well, let's see. Tuesday, May 24th at Gig here in Santa Fe, Ty Burho is playing, and he has been a disciple of the great tabla maestro Ustad Zakir Hussein since 1990. And he has dedicated his life to music as a spiritual path and is playing with Bruce Dunlap at Gig on the 24th, which is Tuesday of next week at 8 o'clock in the evening. And then on Thursday at 8 o'clock, the Sandra Wong, Dominic Leslie, Ty Burho Trio also at Gig at 8 in the evening.
That's right. Oh, and we have a Lannan Foundation In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom event happening
on
Tuesday.
I can't believe I didn't announce that. I'm participating in that. Michael Ratner, whose work I've been reading and studying and listening to for the last couple of weeks, is a tremendous human rights activist and constitutional lawyer. And he successfully defended some detainees at Guantanamo and was the one responsible for he and his colleagues were responsible for the Supreme Court decision that really basically established that Guantanamo prisoners had a right to challenge their detention. There were so many innocent people there who were tortured, and it was absolutely horrible and still is, but it was even worse because there were so many people there who were there for no reason whatsoever. And he's done a lot of other kinds of human rights law, and he will be speaking on Tuesday at the James A. Little Theater. And I will be introducing him and doing the Q&A. And it's at 6:30. It's a Lannan event. It's the third in the series In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom, which is shaping up to be a really terrific series. And it's at the James A. Little Theater instead of the Lenzik, so check it out.
Cool. You know, I'm looking at the Chile section of the Pasa Pic section of the Pasa Tiempo, and I see something that I don't think I've ever seen before.
What?
Three and a half Chile-rated movies are opening this week. That's just unusual. I'm just saying. We've got Werner Herzog's Cave of Forgotten Dreams, and that is what? That's playing at Regal de Vargas, right? And then we have The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, which is playing at Regal de Vargas. And then we have In a Better World, which is playing at Regal de Vargas.
Well, you know, I tried to go to the movies last week. It's almost time to go, but yeah. I tried to go to the movies last weekend. It was Saturday night. It was 9 o'clock. We were sitting around saying, what should we do? And the screen and the CCA, all their movies had already long started or probably finished, and so we had to go to one of the multiplexes, and it was all either Weddings or Warriors.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's our movie fair.
Oh, yeah.
Gender Gap. Anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, he's with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine and the Santa Fe New Magazine. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Enjoy your rapture.
It's not the rapture. It's the end of the world.
Oh.
Are they the same thing?
I thought they were kind of related.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. You're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC. Then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Then bye.